Kand Abadi. The translator of Tafsir al-Mizan, Marhum Sayyid Muhammad Baqir Musavi Hamadani, who died in the recent past, reports this incident. The existing Musalla of Hamadan was known as Kand Abad. There lived a young man named Ali Kand Abadi, a gangster with a bitter past, but also had some beautiful traits. Sheikh Hassani, an orator invited to recite in one of the villages of Hamadan, says, "It was late night. I had recited and was leaving the city. The doors of the city were closed. I was reminded that I had to recite at the Musalla at the Juma prayers. It was not safe to stay in the wilderness. I knocked at the gates. To my astonishment, it was Ali Kand Abadi, drunk, who opened the door, yelling and screaming with a knife in his hand. He held my abba, dragged me and said, 'O Sheikh Hassan, where this late night? What are you doing here?' I said I had been to one of the villages nearby, was invited to recite, returning now. Ali said, 'Ah, you guys, you just recite all 12 months of the year. Majlis, rose, all the time.' I said, 'Ali, but it is different tonight. It is the night of the first of Muharram.' When the drunk Ali heard the night of the first of Muharram, he started hitting himself, shouting, 'Ali, all this sin and wrong you've done, and even on the night of the first of Muharram, so low you've become, lower than Shimr ibn Zaljawsham.' He said, 'Sheikh Hassan, if you do not recite for me now, I will tear you into pieces, rip you apart.' I said, 'Ali, a majlis, a rose, needs a member, a pulpit, an audience, and in this wilderness, how can I recite?' Ali replied, 'I don't know all this. I want you to recite and write now. I will be your member, your pulpit, and my companions, the audience.' He kneeled to the ground, forced me to sit on his back and recite. I sat and started with the khutbah. He yelled at me, 'Sheikh Hassan, quick, don't delay. You don't need all this introduction. Go directly to the camp of Abul Fazl al-Abbas now. Tell him, Aqa, your Ali has come.' I started reciting, 'Ey Ahl Haram, Mir Alam Dar Nayamad, Sakkaya Haram, Sayyid Salar Nayamad.' I saw that I am shaking up and down, and saw that Ali, his head in sajda, trembling, shaking, pleading, and has burst into tears. After the majlis, Ali sat and said, 'Shaykh, please, I plead. I will be grateful to you if you do something for me. I want you to face Najaf, to face Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam, and tell him that Ali will not drink anymore.' I said, 'Okay.' The next day when I ascended the minbar, I said, 'O people, be informed that Ali Kand Abadi has repented.' And after the majlis, we all went to meet him. We knocked at his door. His wife opened the door. She said, 'He's not in, he went. Last night when he came, he was very disturbed, restless and broken. He said he must leave now and nowhere he has but Karbala. Either he returns corrected or will never return.' Ali Kand Abadi stayed in Karbala for a while and then moved to Najaf. Mirza-e Shirazi Rahmatullahi Alayhi in Najaf never started his prayers unless Ali was present. One day in the mosque, Mirza was informed of the death of one of the Maraji Taqleed in town. He instructed them to dig a grave in the sacred shrine of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam. He said, I will say my prayers. Come and lead the funeral prayers on the deceased and we will bury him. They came and informed Mirza-e Shirazi that the grave is ready, but the deceased has recovered and is alive. Mirza said, there must be some hikmat. Do not cover the grave. They started the Isha prayers. The prayers ended. Ali did not rise from the sajda. He had passed away. Mirza said, do you know what Ali wanted from the Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in his sajda? Ali Gandabadi said, God Ilahi, I seek you by Ali Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam. God, there is an empty grave below the footsteps of the Zawar of Ali alayhi salam. Will you allow me to occupy it? If we ever knew how much they, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, love us. Imam Al-Asr alayhi salam prays for us 100 times every day. In Ziyarat Aminullah we read, Muhibbatan li safwati awliya'ik, Mahbubatan fi ardhika wa sama'ik. They, the Imams, are loving to your chosen friends, beloved in your land and your skies. In a glorious quote, the Almighty Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to Prophet Dawood says, O Dawood, when a mu'min servant of mine sins and then he returns and repents and was ashamed of me when he was reminded of the sin, I forgive him and I make all those who have recorded forget and I change it to good and to me it does not matter as I am the merciful of the merciful. وَلَا أُبَالِي وَأَنَا أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ وَسُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ